Today's daf in Masechet Ketuvot, brought to you from Eretz HaKodesh, is daf Lamed. Now, you'll notice that yesterday, we're right smack bang in the middle, we had the big machlokas between Shimon HaTimni and Reb Shimon ben Manasseh about how to understand the Lo Tiyeh LeIsha and what is excluded from that. Well, today we want to learn that everybody would agree, Tainez Rav Chista, Omer Rav Chista, even those that were makpid yesterday and the difference between chalos kedushin and sustainability, everybody, of course, is meida that when it comes to a nida, that of course the case of the nida would be included because the Mishnah lists that. That's not part of any kind of machlokas. Bala nida, of course, is mishalim knas. Because according to Shimon HaTimni, that the meaning of lo tihiyez yesh b'havaya, you could certainly make kedushin on a nida, and then kedushin is chalba. And so hanami yesh b'havaya. And if you're going according to Shimon Manasseh, who says ruin l'kaima, well, obviously you could keep a woman who is currently a nida because there's no iser in keeping a nida. She's not always going to be a nida, and therefore hanami ruin l'kaima. Now, there's one very important additional point in our Mishnah, which we already recognized yesterday when we learned the Mishnah. And that is that the Mishnah, besides, we've just shown, it doesn't work according to Shimon HaTimni. It doesn't work according to Shimon ben Manasseh. Fine, because they say, no, if it's not Ru'uya, whatever level of Ru'uya is, that it's not included. The Mishnah says it is included, even Mamzeret and so on, right? But there's another very important Tana that the Mishnah disagrees with. And that is Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, because the Mishnah says that in the event that we're talking about an Isser Kores, there's still Tashlumei Knas. And that is the very difference between cases of Chiyuvei Misa, and the Mishnah talks this out. You're still going to pay a Knas for an Isser Kores. Why? Because Ein Bo Mita, which would mean No Kom Le Bin Rabba Mine, right? The problem is that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Akana, there is the same din of Ptur, of Kom Le B'Rabbi Mine, when it comes to dinim of Misa B'Dei Adam and Kores B'Dei Shamayim. Lafukin Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, D'Tanya Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, Yahu said, Yom HaKippurim K'Shabbat L'Tashlumim. Just like, let's say, on Shabbos, if you would burn down a guy's barn, you would be potter because you're chayav misa for the act of burning it down. The same thing would be true on Yom HaKippurim. So just like Shabbat mitchayev b'nafsho, and therefore patur min hatashlumim, af Yom HaKippurim mitchayev b'nafsho, meaning mitzad hashamayim, ikores, and therefore you will also be potter. When it says you're potter, it doesn't mean that there's no chiyev that you have b'day shamayim. It means that bezin can't be mechayev you, and you would be mitchayev b'nafsho, patur min hatashlumim. What's the basis of Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, who says there's no nafkemina between a chiyev misa So the answer is, says Abaye, look, we find that the word ason is applied to the chiyuv emisa bidei adam. Because when it says, that means, according to the drasha, even though it's not the pasha, lo yeh ason means the woman that was bumped into and lost her child, didn't die. But lo yeh ason, according to the way Abai is explaining it now, which the Gemara talks about, means if there will be no ason, that is to say, there's no chi of misa in the bezden, and therefore the guy will not be killed. So the word ason means death through bezden. Even according to Baruch Avram, it means that. And therefore, the word ason, which Yaakov Avinu uses when he talks about, don't let Binyamin, I'm not letting him go, because maybe Yikra'u ason. Now, the ason that he's referring to over there is, of course, Bidei Shamayim. So therefore, the word ason appears in both places. So, af ason, ha'amur Bidei Shamayim, is part of an atashlomit. See? How do you know that Yaakov Avinu was referring to an ason bidei shemayim? Maybe he was referring to an ason that was bidei adam. Let's say, you say it to me. Ma'idikom asir le Yaakov levanei, that what? He's afraid that Binyamin is going to catch a cold. He's going to catch pneumonia. That's what you're saying. Some terrible thing will happen to him and he could die min ha-shamayim. Let's say he got too cold, he got too hot, atzinim upachim debidei shamayim. Maybe what he was worried about is the lion, not the lion Akiva, but the lion. So if he would be killed by a lion, I mean, the lion's got a mind of his own, doesn't he? And what if he's killed by a mobster, a mugger? Doesn't he have a mind of his own? So that's called bidei adam, isn't it? Would you ever have thought that a lion is bidei adam? But that's what the Gemara is suggesting now. Okay, so then maybe that's all he's talking about. So then the Gezerah Shavah would not be telling me that something which is bidei shamayim. Come on, what? Yaakov is only concerned, you know. So he's giving a technical limud. You have to be careful. We can't send Binyamin because maybe there would be a kreo ason, bidei adam, or bidei lion. But of course, they're not worried about the fact that he might end up catching COVID and die. No, I mean, that's ridiculous. All he's saying is if you're exposing Binyamin, God only knows what can happen to him. He's including all types of ason, of course. So, Otu Yaakov, what, you're telling me that he wasn't mazir about both of them? That's absurd. Wait a minute, says the Gemara. Boy, do you have things mixed up over here. What are you talking about? That you're saying Yaakov Avinu, I mean, I understand that the whole thing was stupid, but what were you even thinking about? You're saying that Binyamin might catch pneumonia, and that would be bidei shamayim. I got news for you. The one thing in the world that is not bidei shamayim is catching pneumonia. Sheesh. What about the famous Brisa, Kol bidei shamayim, chutz mitzinim upachim? If people don't want to protect themselves and they refuse to get vaccinated and they don't want to put on a mask and they think they can get away with murder, that's called the derech ikesh. That's the idiots, right? So fine. Tzinim upachim bederech ikesh? Shomer nafsho yirchak miyam. If you care about your life, stay away from these idiots. Okay, so then if that's the case over here, then on the contrary, that would be the actual bidei adam. And what are you talking about? A lion? And mobsters? That's called bidei adam? That's not called bidei shamayim? Didn't Rabbi Yosef say, in V'chetani Rabbi Chia, you should know that from the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, where we no longer have a Bezdin that is going to be Mekayim, the mitzvahs of killing someone in Bezdin. And of course, the obvious question is, Tosis points out, what do you mean from the time of the Beis HaMikdash? 40 years before the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash, it says, where's Barnea when you need him? That the Bezdin went, Sanhedrin went into Barnea? Went into Parnea's territory, started taking the Sanhedrin tour so that they wouldn't be being Mekayim the Dinim of Misa. So how come it didn't say that? So finally, showed him to say maybe they would go back in cases of emergency to be able to get rid of somebody who's really a bad guy. So they would reconstitute the Sanhedrin just to shoot him and then move out again. Anyway, but the point is that even though there were no more Chiyuvei Misa, but the actual carrying out of the Arba Misas never ceased. What are you talking about, never seized? Of course it seized. They weren't able to kill anybody. Habatlamu, that was the whole point, no? No. The point is, the din of Arba Mitot, lo batlo. You don't get away with anything. That's the point. Let's say somebody is chayev skila, but Bezdin couldn't paskin on you, they couldn't carry out the skila. It's okay, he'll fall off the roof, which is the same thing as skila. Or he'll be attacked by a lion. No, a lion, sorry. And he will be thrown down to the earth as if it was a chiv of skila. He's chayev shreifa. He might get burned up in a house fire. Or maybe he'll get injected with burning poison by a snake. So nachash mikisho. He's chayev to be ariga, to have his head cut off. So fine. The Romans will get him. Nim selam alchut. Or maybe listim boin alav. I mean, there's always the Taliban to carry out the dinei shamayim. They're just shluchim, you know, they go around beheading everybody left and right. And what about if he's chayev chenek? Yeah, he can drown, or he can end up getting corona and strangled to death, whatever. So you see that that's considered to be directly min hashamayim, even though it's a lion. Now, what are you telling me? The lions are considered to be bidei adam, and it even says that a mobster, a Taliban, is considered to be min hashamayim. Now, what did you say that Yaakov Avinu was calling that bidei adam? Everything that you said is kaput. Oh, you're right. It is totally kaput. What we need to do is actually invert what we said, and then it goes unkaput. Ela epuch. What we were saying is that maybe, in other words, the Aryeh Ganve, yes, that we know, that was bidei shamayim. But sinim upachim, that would be bidei Adam. So that's what we were asking when we asked before. In other words, how do you know that Yaakov Avinu was telling him that you never know what might happen? He might be attacked by a lion or by the Taliban, which is bidei Shamayim. Maybe he's saying that maybe Binyamin will be stupid and expose himself to cold or heat and catch pneumonia and die, which is bidei Adam. Okay, fine. But I mean, the idea is the same. You're right. We had it a little bit backwards. Rava says, the basis of Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana is not what you said. It's not about ason, ason. It's a beautiful, beautiful pasuk which says, Ve'im ha'alem ya'alimu ama'aretz et eneyem min ha'ish ha'u betito mizar olamolach. If the people out there will not carry out the dinner in Beis Din and get rid of this guy who goes ahead and gives his children over to the Molach, I'll take care of him. What does that mean? It means it's the same thing. Either you do the job or I do the job. But it's the same job. That's the point. So therefore, that means HaKadosh Baruch is kilu saying, my karet, amra teira, karet shali, is the full equivalent of the mitah shalachem. Don't think that he's going to get away with murder. And what's more, all of the dinim would be the same, just like we're all agreed that ma mitah shalachem is a din of kamle b'derabim mineibur is patur min atashlumim, af karet shali is patur min atashlumim. Is there like a dafkamina? Okay, I mean, it's sort of theoretical, right? I mean, is it from ason, the comparison of ason? Is it the comparison of my karet to your misa? Or it's all the same? Oh, big difference, my friends. What if you're talking about not karet? What if you're talking about mita bidei shamayim? That's not the same as karet. Over here it just said, I'll take care of it. I will be v'nichratiot, right? Okay, so that's only saying my karet's the same as your mita. A son is talking about any kind of death, which wouldn't even mean sabidei shamayim, would also pat. Let's take a case of a czar who eats truma, okay? So now there's a chiev of mitabidei shamayim. So that's the difference. Ikebenayot czar shachal truma. According to Abaye, Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana is saying, any type of a son, which includes death of any type and any cause, is considered to be the equivalent of a kamle bin rabbi mine misa in Beis Din. So then a czar she'achal truma would not have to pay. That would be the point, because he's doing an isser. What? What are you talking about? So what, he would be potter from eating truma? But, I mean, you're not potter from paying civil penalties. Didn't Rav Chisda say that, of course, Rabbi Nechoni ben Akana agrees that if you go ahead, let's say you steal somebody else's chelev, okay? Chelev, to eat chelev is an iser karas. So you go ahead and you steal someone else's chelev from his kitchen and you eat it, you'd still have to pay the guy for the chelev that you stole, because it's two different things. You stole it when you picked it up. So you already nischayev at that point for the gneva. And then, that was before you were chayev, you didn't eat it yet. So alma to be eaten the agbe, you see, the moment that you lifted up that chelev, you were kona it, and that was b'chayev you in tashlumi. Mitchayev ben avsholohavi, however, you're not chayev the chorus of eating chalev until you actually do eat it. Ad the ochelai. So same thing is true over here. A guy stole Barnea's truma. So be eatna the agabe kanye. Mitchayev ben Avi, still can't get attention from him. But mitchayev ben Avshalohave, ad the ochelai. So you should still be chayev. So what's really the practical distinction then? No, well, wait a minute. I mean, we're talking over here in a case that the difference is the czar eats truma by not picking it up. Somebody takes the truma and puts it into his mouth. And at that time, he's already eating it at the time that he's gonna eat. So he didn't lift it up separately. Still, it's not the same. The moment that he starts chewing that truma, so at that point, he's kona it, because by chewing it, he makes it impossible. He's not going to be able to give it back now, right? So that makes it stolen. So he was kona it. But he's not going to be chayim until he actually swallows it, because that's not called achila yet, just because you're chewing it. And therefore, it was separate steps. Okay, fine. So the case is that a guy picked up the truma, pushed it into his mouth, all the way into his throat, without his chewing it, okay? No, 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 no. It's not necessarily okay. How deep throat was this? I mean, come on, this is a big question. I mean, deep throat or shallow throat? So let me ask you, what are we talking about? I mean, hechi dami. Could he still cough it back out? So then let him, you know. If he doesn't, so then at that point, he would already be chayev, and he would therefore have separate things, because when he actually swallows it, then he would be chayev misa, so then he should pay. And if he put it into the guy's throat so deeply that there's no way for him to cough it back up without anyway it's being completely wrecked, nobody would eat it, so it would be ma'ud. So then the other guy was the one who was the responsible for the stealing. I mean, it's not his fault. The guy jammed it into his throat. So then why would he be chayav for payment at all? Well, it's talking about that he could have coughed it back up. Al yedei hadchak. So in other words, he could have coughed it back up, and at that point it would have been disgusting, so we're not mechayev him. Not mechayev him for the stealing. But we are mechayev him for the hana'ah. Remember, there's a different payment when you get nourishment from something, which is a chiyev for nezek. But it's not the full value because it was disgusting at that point. But you owe the person for the replacement nourishment that you didn't have to now eat. So let's analyze protein value, caloric value, and so on. We'll pay you according to that, which, of course, is 10 times as much as anybody knows who walks into one of these body pro shops. So in any event, the point is that we still would have this, the case over here where he's not chayev on the geneva, and the chiyuv would be for the hana, and therefore, when he swallows it, which he does with his own ratzon, so now that should pater him, and that would be the machlokas. Does a chiyuv misa pater, or only a chiyuv koras? That would be the big difference. Rav Papa says, what are we making all of these crazy cases? All you need is a case where somebody pours some wine down his throat. So now over there, the moment that he put wine, forget about down his throat, he poured it into his mouth. The guy, if he spits out the wine, nobody's going to drink that wine. Okay, a piece of food, maybe you wash off. But what are you going to do with the wine? So that's what it's talking about. And therefore, since you poured it in at that point, so it's already ma'uz, and his only chiyuv would be for the hanas me'av, which comes at the same moment that he's chayev for swallowing because of the achila. It's a very simple case, and that would be the nafkamina between learning it out of a son, which would include even the chiyuve misa, and learning it out of vichrati, nasati panai, which is only kares. So now we know. Okay, everybody, this puts us two daf ahead, I think, right? Are we okay now? And therefore, we no longer have to worry about our missing anything on Tisha B'Av. So then on Tisha B'Av, when we meet over there after bringing those korbanos and so on, we made up to meet at that museum outside that used to be from the old Churban. We can meet over there, and we can do another daf to get ahead, lichvod the yom and so on. We'll see. Maybe we can even get to see him together in time. Alrighty then. So we'll see you. Bezrat Hashem, have a wonderful day. Only besurot tovot, geula shlema, mitkarevet uba, kol tov, my dearest.